What's he doing?
Circling the camp.
Who is he?
Said Norge or something on the side.
He's Norwegian.
Come down back, idiot!
First goddamn week of winter.
Maybe we had war with Norway.
You really want to save those crazy Swedes, huh?
Norwegians.
Which way, Doc?
Southwest!
I'm gonna have to read the map because I'm gonna be busy.
Anybody there? Hey, Sweden!
Not Swedish, Mac, the Norwegian.
My God, what the hell happened here? Come on, Doc.
Maybe they found a fossil. The remains of some animal buried in the ice and they chopped it up. But where is it?
Look at this.
What is that? Is that a man in there or something?
Whatever it is, they burned it up in a hurry.
Jesus, how long you figure this has been in the ice?
Well, the backscatter effect's been bringing things up from way down around here for a long time. I'd say the ice that's buried in is 100,000 years old, at least.
And those Norwegians blew it up.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with Blair. He's locked himself in his room and he won't answer the door. So I took one of his notebooks from the lab.
Yeah.
Listen. It could have imitated a million life forms on a million planets. Could change into any one of them at any time. It needs to be alone and in close proximity with a life form to be absorbed.
Thousands of years ago, it crashes and this thing gets thrown out or crawls out and it ends up freezing in the ice.
I just cannot believe any of this voodoo bullshit.
So come on now, MacCready. The Norwegians get hold of this and they dig it up out of the ice.
Yes, Gary, they dig it up, they cart it back. It gets thawed out, wakes up, probably not in the best of moods.
Now how's this motherfucker wake up after thousands of years in the ice?
And how can it look like a dog?
I don't know how. Because it's different than us, see? Because it's from outer space.
That was one of those things out there, trying to imitate him, Gary.
MacCready, I know Bennings. I've known him for 10 years. He's my friend.
We gotta burn the rest of him.
Nobody gets in and out of here. Nobody! You think that thing wanted to be an animal? No dog making 1,000 miles to the coast. Thing wanted to be us! Joe gets out. Imitate everything on the face of the earth! And nothing! I'll kill you!
How you doing, old boy?
I don't know who to trust.
I know what you mean, Blair. Trust's a tough thing to come by these days.
Well, now, radio's gone.
And so are the choppers.
Yeah, we're completely cut off. All we can do now is hole up till spring, wait for the rescue team.
No, we don't wait. Somebody in this camp ain't what he appears to be. Right now, that may be one or two of us. By spring, it could be all of us.
So how do we know who's human? If I was an imitation, a perfect imitation, how would you know if it was really me?
I know I'm human. And if you were all these things, then you'd just attack me right now. So some of you are still human. This thing doesn't want to show itself. It wants to hide inside an imitation. It'll fight if it has to, but it's vulnerable out in the open. If it takes us over, then it has no more enemies. Nobody left to kill it. And then it's won. There's a storm hitting us in 6 hours. We're gonna find out who's who.
We're gonna draw a little bit of everybody's blood. Watching Norris in there gave me the idea that maybe every part of him was a whole. Every little piece was an individual animal with a built-in desire to protect its own life. You see, when a man bleeds, it's just tissue. The blood from one of you things won't obey when it's attacked. It'll try and survive. It'll crawl away from a hot needle, say.
I guess you're okay. Palmer now.
You gentlemen have been through a lot, and when you find the time, I'd rather not spend the rest of this winter tied to this fucking couch!
6 hours, it'll be 100 below in here.
Well, that's suicide.
Not for that thing. It wants to freeze now. It's got no way out of here. It just wants to go to sleep in the cold until the rescue team finds it. What can we do? What can we do? Whether we make it or not, we can't let the thing freeze again. Maybe we'll just warm things up a little around here.
Got the temperature up all over the camp. Won't last long, though.
Neither will we.
How will we make it?
Maybe we should.
If you're worried about me.
If we've got any surprises for each other, I don't think we're in much shape to do anything about it.
Well, what do we do?
Why don't we just wait here for a little while. See what happens.
Trust anybody now.